Hello, this is Kat.
This is Phoebe. Welcome to Feminine Chaos.
Phoebe, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about the very many women who swing both ways, and in fact, the fact that all women do, right? That's what we're talking about. We're picking up where we left off on our blocked and reported guesting, where specifically the part where Katie asked us about our dreams. No.
Yeah. I've got a real juicy one. This is a premium episode for premium subscribers.
Yes, so, yes.
You know, you're going to get the content you paid for. This is my equivalent of an OnlyFans. I am just going to like tell my sex dreams, which I have to warn everybody are like, they're sexy, but they're also incredibly convoluted. So, you know, you'll eventually get to the sex part, but first you have to go through the part where it's like, I'm in a cave and like Ken Watanabe is there and we're fighting and like, no, I'm just kidding. Anyway, but no, in fact, we're doing bisexual discourse some more.
Yeah,
because
we are. Well, Kat wrote a great article about
it. Thank you. I quoted you in it.
You did, which is why I say it was great. My own doubtless fantastic article about it in a different publication is coming later. So you might even get bisexual discourse part two.
Does that make a whole sexual if you've got two bisexual?
I think so. You bisect it. You have to bisect the episode. Bisext. Anyway, yes, that's right. So, Kat, what's the deal with bisexuals and why do we care about them at this moment in time?
So, I guess just in case anybody missed the reason why we are talking about this and why this has been in the news, there's a Gallup poll that...
The Galloping Bisexuals.
Yes, they run both ways. I was trying to make a horse joke, and then I was like, no, that's a different type of sexual. So every year Gallup, and so they've been doing this since, I guess, 2012, they track the number of LGBT people in the U.S.
Something other than heterosexual.
Yes, it's basically like anything but straight. And they've been doing this since 2012 when it was just, they just were like, what percentage of the population? And I guess they do this like with representative, you know, they take a survey and they just figure to extrapolate it out from there. What percentage of the population is LGBT? In recent years, they've been breaking it down more granularly. So it's like, who's gay, who's lesbian, who's bi, who's trans, who's something else, who's Q+, because, you know, they keep adding to the alphabet. And this year, this has been the trend for a while, but even more marked than in previous years, something like 22% of Gen Zs identify as something other than straight. So if you were just to look at this data, you know, in general, you would think that like the heterosexuality and perhaps the fertility rate in tandem with it, we're going to just fall off a cliff.
Yes. And more specifically, you would think if you don't follow this a lot, that this is about everybody being gay now. I think there's a certain type of person who sees LGBTQIA++, whatever, and assumes this is a politically correct euphemism for what something they do know called gay. That has existed for longer.
That's a very good point. Yes. So, and I mean, the fact that it's, even though they are getting more granular about the data, it's still not clear exactly what is being tracked is part of what makes this so interesting and part of what I wrote about in my article. And I'm assuming what you also wrote about in yours.
Yes. Yes. So I just wanted to, before we talk about anything more recent, I wanted to tell you just why I think it is, in fact, this thing about people just thinking it means gay. Because, so this is something I actually wrote about like 100 years ago, namely in 2020, for the Hedgehog Review about Rod Dreher. Do you know him? Dreher?
Yeah. He's a conservative fella, right?
Yes. He was responding to some similar stat from that year about, although it wasn't a Gallup poll, it was some data he had, whatever, that had been mentioned in, I think, New York Magazine, about some huge percentage of young women being lesbian or bisexual, right? And it may have been LGBT, whatever. But the point is, he was like shocked that this number of women were not partnering anymore with men and had given up on men and weren't going to have kids and weren't going to get husbands and all of this. And then he has the little reader's note after that's like, people have alerted me to the existence of bisexual women. Because this had not occurred to him, right? And he said, but actually, and this was, it's like beautiful. Okay, this is like really like, we'll have to include a link to this in our show notes.
Yeah,
because,
make a note of that.
Yes, I am putting a note. Add Dreher to, it says, it's done an autocorrect saying add dresser. No, not ordering a dresser.
You had a credenza, now you need a dresser.
Yes. So I need to have a conservative pundit just sort of in the...
You can put him in the credenza.
Certainly. Anyway, he has this amazing addendum that's like, but this, like, so people have alerted me to there being bisexuals also, but that doesn't change the substance of my argument.
That's my favorite. Nevertheless.
And it's like, because, and his reasoning is that most men, like, he knows he himself would want nothing to do with one of these bisexual women. It's like, it's just like, it's, keep digging there. Anyway, and he is a funny character in his own right, which is not something I'm going to digress about now. But the fact of the matter is, this is... this Gallup poll is like, and this type of discourse about it is not new, but more to the point, people do interpret this to mean that women are all gay now, or that people are all gay now, and not understand, forget about trans QIA, but like bisexual. Yeah. Anyway.
Yes. So the interesting thing about this is that what is being tracked? I mean, it's always been, how do you identify? And that's what they're tracking. What has happened in recent years, though, is that increasingly how you identify doesn't necessarily have any correlation to how you behave in real life, which means that we have the phenomenon not only of, and we've talked about this on the podcast before, the bisexual woman, the out bisexual woman who has like never had any involvement whatsoever with a woman, never seen another woman naked, never touched a boob, you know?
Never been in a locker room.
You know, like, locker rooms are, depending on where you are, like, they're less naked, which is, this is a digression, but I think that, like, people of our generation are just, like, less casually naked, even in locker rooms, than people of previous generations. Like, I don't know. There was, like, I know that there was always an expectation in locker rooms that everyone was going to be very nude, but, like, when I go to the gym, I see a lot of older women in the locker room, like, extremely nude, and the younger ones are, like, still taking off their bra under a towel, you know? Anyway, but that's neither here nor there.
Maybe that's because they understand that the younger generation is all lesbian and they're just trying to be modest in this room filled with people who might find them very attractive.
Don't look at me. So yeah, that maybe that's it. But why did I digress into this? We were talking about never touched a boob or seen one except their own. So yeah, so you have that phenomenon, but you have also like even more interesting things like, for instance, the queer couple in the New York Times who we talked about, where it was a male and a female, but the female half of this couple identified as a quote non-binary wife, and so
yes,
and so they were quote unquote queer. What was queer about them?
I have deep dove on these people, because yes, it is fascinating.
I mean, we talked about that too, but there's also like, this was in like 2016, somebody did a sort of a more granular survey just of young women who identified as lesbians and found that like most of them had male partners. So something very strange was going on here, where it's like the meaning of these words is starting to shift in ways that are not being captured by just the sheer tracking of like, oh, are you LGBTQ+?
Yes. So to yes and all of that. So Lisa Diamond, I hope that is her name, that I'm not losing my mind, who wrote in 2008 the book that a lot of this rests on, Female Sexual Fluidity, found indeed lesbians who, like, call people who, women who call themselves lesbians who are sometimes with men. And there are different reasons for this. Some are that they weren't yet out as a lesbian, but then like people who, like a woman who has already called herself a lesbian and then is with a man, sometimes it just seems like that's kind of the social group, right? And that she, it's not that she wasn't ever with women, but like, so you get, there are famous cases of this, right? There's Shirlane McRae, you know, the Bill de Blasio's semi-ex-wife would be one. But my favorite of all time is Avital Rudel, the complet professor at NYU, who allegedly, I don't remember what was ever found in this, sexually harassed her very good-looking gay male grad student.
Right, yes.
And she's a lesbian. And I'm like, and I look at this man, I'm like, you ain't no lesbian. if that's what does it for you. Like, I know what that's about. That's not a lesbian. But yeah, anyway, where lesbian does, though, seem to be like its own kind of political category of like what you think you should be doing. You don't believe in having relationships with men.
But sometimes in spite of yourself.
But sometimes. Yeah. So I want to just, but the yes and though is that there are also, I would add a couple categories to our pre-existing categories here of straight woman who's never touched, bisexual woman who has never touched a boob. Look at that Freudian slip. but also the ones where they're queer because reasons, because they're not like the others or whatever. But I would add to that a couple categories. Okay. So one is women who straight up have touched a boob, have touched more than a boob, and they just, but not because they actually want to have sex with a woman, more because they just think that that's something one does for various reasons. And that's something I get into in this article, is like what those various reasons are. And that's not necessarily like, I don't think that that makes you like a bad person if you want to sexually experiment, whatever. I mean, I don't think you should like lead on another woman and like, you know, make her think you're going to marry her and then be like, actually, I don't like women at all. Like, that wouldn't be very nice. But, you know, people do whatever they want sexually and as long as consenting adults, whatever. But yeah, so that is a category. And you do see examples of this out there in the culture. And I could say anecdotally, I've had friends who definitely like did things like this. They are not bisexual. They never thought they were. It was just sort of like what one did at their college or whatever. Yes. Right?
You're talking to one of those friends right now.
I would say it's probably most of my female friends. Like, I'm the weird one who just like didn't, because it just, I'm very particular, right? Like, even among men, mm-hmm. always very, you know, had to, anyway. But the point is, not that you're not very particular. The point is just, you know, I'm just, oh, now I can Rod Dreher style dig myself into a hole. I mean, I know you would just sleep with absolutely anybody, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Clearly. I mean, the bar pod, we were talking about the women who like get sexually aroused when they see bonobos fucking. Like,
I assume that's you.
I mean, that's it. Well, I mean, it's me because I'm a woman and all women do. But for me, it's actually just genuinely because, yeah, like I'm into the bonobos.
I'm only into the male ones. So that's what heterosexuality means. But then I was going to add one more category. Okay. And this is like a little bit more out there. And I think this is something I may end up discussing in my book. I don't think I got into it in this article, and I haven't really, I don't even know what to do with this, because there, it is out there, and I found a think piece on it, and like it is a thing, which is women who are married to men, who call themselves bisexual, they're married to men, and they're effectively lesbians, but because of our society, heteronormativity, whatever you want to call it, and the whichever subcultures they're in, however they were raised, whatever economic factors, whatever you want to attribute it to, it's easier for them to call themselves interested in women than for them to, in their actual lived existences, act on being interested in women. So they're not lying when they say they like women. They may be lying when they say they like men at all. And you do see this as well. So that there's this sort of freedom to say that you're a lot of different things that doesn't necessarily correspond to it being actually in the world celebrated to be bisexual or gay. And I think that where this kind of adds up, as strange as this may seem, I think the way this kind of adds up is you do get, like, there is still what you, like, you can now kind of have the, you can have your cake and eat it, as it were. I'm sorry. And basically.
And by cake, you mean.
Yes, exactly. But that basically you can have the queerness of calling yourself bisexual, but also have the big wedding to a man of calling yourself heterosexual, and whatever benefits there still are in society to that. So I guess what I'm saying is, like, I think there are a lot of different things happening. And what makes this such a tricky topic is that there isn't really, I think, like, one answer to, like, what is happening here, except for one thing that is the answer, which is that the theory of the Rod Dreher's of the world, that this means that all women are gay now, seems to be inaccurate.
Yes, agreed. So I was really interested in, this sort of discrepancy between how people identify versus how they behave. And this was something that I was trying to, you know, for Airmail, which I wrote this article for, I was trying to kind of explain that in a way that, you know, like a person who's unfamiliar with this phenomenon would be able to understand it. And we've talked about this before from like a variety of different kind of angles, but it's like there's the type of, there's gay, you identify as gay because you like people of the same sex and you want to have sex with them, and you do have sex with them. That's what you do. Like, there's a behavior that you're engaged in. But like, at this point, because the thing now is to quote unquote come out as whatever it is that you are, often before you've actually engaged in any sexual activity, what you're defining yourself by is something much more nebulous. It's attraction, right? And this is what, like, I mean, even though as originally conceived, like, homosexual literally means like you have sex with people of the same sex, right? But now it's like, what do you like the idea of? And that opens you up to this entirely different category, or like means of self-categorization, which we talked about when we were talking to Katie Herzog on Blocked and Reported, that like you could define yourself as a lesbian or as bisexual if you're a woman because you like watching porn featuring two women, or because you have felt drawn to another woman in some way that like maybe it's sexual, or maybe it's just like, you know, you really intensely like her. Or it could be that like when you think about the idea of being with a woman in the abstract, it doesn't repulse you, so hence like you're open to it, so you must be that thing. And then there is the political component of it, where it's like to identify as bisexual in some ways is like you were basically just saying I'm not repulsed by this idea, in a way that like if you say that you're straight, it can feel almost aggressive.
I think I have almost that exact line in my article, that it seems like it does seem aggressive. That is the, yeah. And I think we also talked about this on the Blocked and Reported one. Yeah, that it seems like you're saying that everybody has to be straight, and that you're making some kind of, or that you're repulsed in a political or moral way by not being straight,